Early polls suggest South Koreans have elected as President Lee Myung-bak, a right-wing former business executive. Philippa Hitchin reports.
Lee of the conservative Grand National Party claimed victory after his two main rivals conceded defeat, with partial election returns showing him winning nearly double the votes of his closest competitor. Lee made the economy central to his campaign, pledging to raise annual growth to 7% and to lift South Korea to among the world's top seven economies. He has also promised to take a more critical view of Seoul's engagement with North Korea and to seek closer ties with the United States. Efforts to end North Korea's nuclear weapons ambitions stand at a critical juncture, with the communist country set to disclose all its programs for eventual dismantlement by a year-end deadline. Lee's support had been bolstered due to dissatisfaction over the five-year term of Liberal President Roh, who was constitutionally barred from seeking re-election. But just days before the elections, Parliament voted to authorise an independent counsel investigation into a stock manipulation case where prosecutors had already cleared Lee of wrongdoing. The counsel is to complete the probe before February the 25th inauguration, and Lee has said he would step aside from the presidency if found to be at fault. I'm Philippa Hitchin.